Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People of faith and people of love don't want you burdened with my problems. Carnal, selfish people do. They want you to know. They want you to know exactly how bad I feel, and exactly, and they'll tell you 12 times a day, you just don't understand. You don't understand. You're not. Well, why do they need to understand? Why do they need to? Why do they need to know? So they can agree with you how terrible it is? That won't help you or them. So they can agree with you how hopeless it is? That's not going to help you or them. Are you listening, friends? We're talking about how to be healed. Here's a man. The very next phrase tells you how sick he was. How sick was he? Huh? Nigh unto death. I mean, he was deadly ill. He was at death's door. He was in a bad way. And what's one of the biggest things on his mind? The people back home are concerned about me, and he didn't like that. Oh, friends, I sense it in my spirit. People that are here and some people that are not here that I hope get the tape. Just make this one adjustment. Would immediately begin to come out of the sickness. Just make this one adjustment. Just make the decision. This is it. I am through using sickness as a tool. No longer will I make excuses for myself because of being sick. No longer will I make excuses for my behavior because of being sick. No longer will I justify my being mean and ill-tempered and self-centered because I'm sick. Because one is not dependent on the other, and one is not necessitated by the other. People will try to tell you otherwise, but I'm telling you, I've seen it. I've seen some awful stuff sickness-wise. I've seen people at death's door, should have been dead 2 weeks ago. Sweet. And somebody that's barely got anything wrong with them. Mean as the devil. Yeah. It's the person, not the problem. The sickness does not force you to be selfish. It does not force you to be ill-tempered, bitter, demanding. And if you use sickness to manipulate people, to get out of stuff, for money, any number of things, then it will stay with you and get worse. You got to make up your mind. Sickness is not my friend. I have no place for it in my life. I will not use it for any reason. I will not make excuses for it for any reason. I resist it. All day long and all night long, it has to leave me. It has to have no place in my life. And if you resist it, what did the Bible say? Is it of the enemy? Yes. Then you resist the devil and he will flee from you. I've seen it again and again and again. Don't use it to solicit attention from somebody who you think will not pay you any attention unless you have the problem. Don't do it. Don't do it for financial concern. Some people, well, if I'm not sick, if I'm not disabled anymore, then I won't get this money. I want God's your source. I said, God's your source. Is he your source?
Yes.
You got to make up your mind. How are you going to live? If you use it, you're not going to get rid of it. Brother Epi didn't use it. He'd rather they hadn't known what he was going through. He'd rather they hadn't have been troubled by it. You know, but there's been times in my life, especially years past, I've didn't come up so much anymore, I've learned, but especially in times past, something maybe distressing to me or a problem to me would come up, and I start to tell somebody, and the Lord would check me. Don't tell them. They got enough to deal with. It'd just be a burden. They don't have faith to deal with it, so it'd just be a burden to them. And they're just going to talk unbelief, so they're better off not even knowing. Unless somebody's going to join with you in faith, they're better off not knowing. You can tell them when it's over with. Tell them the testimony. You can tell them and tell them the problem. They go, oh no, you go, but yesterday we overcame. We got to victory. Just tell them when it's time to shout. People of love, people of faith, people who care about the other person don't want them burdened with my stuff, my problems. Did you hear me? So you see why I asked the question when you said, well, you don't know what I'm going through. Why do you want me to know? Why is it so important for you that I know how terrible it is? People want you to agree with them. They want you to be depressed with them. They want you to despair with them. It'll make people mad when you don't agree with the terribleness of their situation. I've had people just get mad at me. They told me how bad their situation was. And I said, yeah, but praise God. You know, the Bible said, by His stripes we're healed. They looked at me like, you don't understand what I'm going through. Do I have to? Is that going to help you? Is it going to relieve it? No, you better find somebody who don't want to talk about the problem. Somebody who wants to talk about the answer. Somebody who wants to talk about living and not dying. Being healed. Being free. Amen. Somebody who's more impressed with our rights in Christ than the problem. Amen. Somebody who has more faith in God to heal you than the devil to keep you sick. You ought to get some faith buddies. Hallelujah. Instead of going and telling them, you don't know what I'm going through, you ought to go and say, tell me how healed I am. Tell me again what Jesus did for me. Tell me how I'm coming out of this. Tell me how we're going to be okay and better than that. Tell me again. A good friend will smile and go, that's right. This pain is nothing before God. Cancer is nothing in front of God. That's right. Tumors have to dissolve before the power of God. We can live and we are going to live and not die and run our whole race. Finish our whole course. Amen. Then when we're full of years, aged and rich and satisfied, then we'll go home. Amen? Find somebody that'll talk faith with you. Don't try to impress them with your problem. Be impressed with your God. Are we having fun yet? Yes. Brother Epi, it bothered him because they heard that he had been sick. Verse 27. Said, indeed, he was sick, near unto death, but God had mercy on him. Oh, hallelujah. I like that so much. I like that so much. If you haven't been with us, let me remind you. We've heard this phrase before, haven't we? We've heard where people came and cried out and said, have mercy on us, son of David. Remember that? We've heard that. Let me remind you a few of these. The leper. In Mark 1, it said Jesus was moved with compassion toward him and healed him. The two blind men, they came and cried out. They said, son of David, have mercy on us. And what happened to them? They left healed. They asked for mercy. What did they get? Healing. The Syrophoenician. You remember, she came and cried out for her daughter. She said, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. Her daughter was delivered and healed. The lunatic boy, you know. His father said, have compassion on us and help us. What happened to him? Got delivered and healed. The 10 lepers, remember, they stood afar off and cried, Lord, have mercy on us. What happened to them? All 10 healed and made. One of them came back and gave thanks to God. Gave his testimony. Blind Bartimaeus, Lord, have mercy on me. I mean, a full one half of all these accounts we looked at, something about mercy was referred to. When people say, well, healing's not for everybody. You just got through saying mercy's not for everybody. Because healing is a mercy. Now get this. You don't need mercy when you've done everything right. You need mercy when you've missed it. You need mercy when you messed up. If you've done everything right, you can get by on justice. But when you've blown it, when you've messed up, and if you get what you've sown, it's not going to be good. Then you don't want justice. You want mercy. Mercy. Now, why would this phrase be in here? It said, God, he was sick, near unto death, but God had mercy on Brother Epi. And not on him, but what? Also on us. Why? So that we wouldn't have sorrow upon sorrow. What does that mean? So that on top of everything else Paul was going through, he'd have to deal with losing Brother Epi. How many understand when God heals your friends, he blesses you? When he heals your loved ones, he didn't just have mercy on them, he had mercy on you too. Right? That's what Paul would say. Paul's thanking God personally. He said, you know, he had mercy on me too. Because I didn't want to lose Brother Epi. Well, I reckon not. A man who braved stuff and brought you a big offering. Amen. Brought you some warm clothes and something decent to eat in jail. But therein lies the reason why he required mercy. Keep reading. God had mercy on him. Does God still have mercy on people? The psalmist said God is rich. What is the 86th psalm? God is rich in mercy to all that call upon him. Would that include healing? Is healing a mercy? The Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. We've given you 9 or 10 different individual cases in the gospel accounts. This is another one. I mean, there's easy a dozen right here of mercy and healing interconnected. Does God still will to have mercy on sick people today? No matter why they are sick. No matter how or why they got that way, is God a merciful God, merciful to heal? Even if you've blown it terribly, even if you're sick because of your own sin, will God have mercy on you?
Yes.
Oh, yes, he will. He's a merciful, healing, forgiving, delivering Jesus.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Epaphroditus, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1226. That's R-1226. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.